Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. We are completing today our series on sowing and reaping, the biblical principle of seed time and harvest that we find in the Word of God. We've been using as our main text Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, which says, "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that he will also reap." We've been discussing this subject of how everything in our lives, everything we do, everything we say, even every thought that we think on or meditate upon is a seed in our life that will eventually produce a harvest. And God wants us to be sowing seeds in line with His Word that will produce a victorious and fruitful harvest that will be a blessing to our life as well as to the lives of those around us. If you have been recognizing or realizing that the harvest that's been coming up in your life has been one that's undesirable, and as we've studied this word, perhaps you've identified some wrong sowing that you have been doing in your life that's been bringing undesirable crops in your life, then I want to recommend this to you. First of all, repent for any wrong sowing that you've done. Perhaps you've been sowing seeds of words that have been negative, discouraging, unkind, or unloving towards someone because you're waiting for them to act better and your relationship to improve. And yet the very sowing of your words that you've been doing has been reaping a negative harvest for you. Repent of that wrong sowing and ask God to forgive you and cleanse you, and He will do it. He is faithful if we confess our sins. Secondly, ask the Lord for crop failure. Pray for crop failure. Ask the Lord to remove these crops that have been coming up in your life that you have reaped as a result of wrong sowing. And then thirdly, ask God for His wisdom to replant the ground of your heart and your life so that you can begin to sow seeds in line with the Word of God that will bring forth an excellent and a fruitful harvest in your life. Today we want to focus on maximizing your harvest. And so this is in relation to sowing and then expecting a good harvest of the things that you've sown in accordance with the Word of God. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, we are told, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart." God wants you to come to that season known as harvest, or in due season we shall reap, the place where you are reaping the harvest that God wants you to have. But first of all, we have to recognize that harvest is a season. Of the four seasons, you could say, in the agricultural process, there's the plowing season, if you'll allow me that liberty of calling it a season. There's the plowing time, the sowing time or planting time. There's the growing season, and then there's the harvest season. Of these four seasons, recognize that the harvest time or harvest season is a particular and a specific time frame. Ecclesiastes 3:2 says, "There's a time to plant and there's a time to reap." Don't allow frustration or short-sightedness or impatience or even your desire for instant results or instant gratification to rob you of your harvest. You have to recognize that harvest time does come, but it is a particular season, and you must first go through the previous seasons to get to the place called harvest. Let's talk about that first season called plowing time or plowing season. That time prepares the ground to receive the seed. That's when you're removing hindrances to planting, such as stones or thorns or briars. Jeremiah 4:3 says, "For thus says the Lord, break up your fallow ground so that you may not sow among thorns." Before you go into planting season or sowing time, you have to break up the fallow ground. You have to prepare the ground to receive the seed by removing the hindrances to planting. If you're planning on sowing seeds of love, you've decided, okay, I'm going to take the word of God and I'm going to begin to sow seeds of love into this person's life who seems unresponsive, and maybe it's your spouse or someone else in your life, but you've decided you're going to begin to plant seeds of love in their life, unconditional agape love. Well, before you do that, make sure that you prepare the ground of your heart. Remove any stones such as preconceived ideas or judgmental opinions. If you have a spirit of judgment or criticism, it will hinder you when you start to plant seed, because if the person doesn't respond the way you want them to, or your harvest isn't coming up immediately the way you want it, that spirit of judgment or criticism could easily create a lot of problems for you, such as you start thinking, well, they really are a terrible person, or they really don't want to hear about God, or they have a hard heart, and your judgmental spirit could begin to attack and work on this planting or sowing time and just destroy it. Prepare the ground, which is your heart, first of all. Remove any stones of judgment, criticism, or unbelief that could work against the good planting that you are going to do. The second season that you'll encounter in this process of working toward harvest is the planting season. This is the sowing of the seed. In Luke 8:11, it says, "The seed is the word of God, and it must be planted by an individual into his or her heart or spirit." And there's three areas or three ways that you plant the word of God in your life. Proverbs 4:20 talks about the eye gate. You don't let the word of God depart from your eyes. You have to keep it in front of you. Don't keep in front of you things that are contrary to the word of God, such as reading material or watching television or movies that are contrary to God's word. Put the word of God in front of your eyes. Plant or sow the seed of the word of God in your spirit through your eye gate. Read it and read it again. Write it out, but plant it. And you do that through, first of all, through the eye gate. Secondly, you do it through your ear gate. That's another way that you get the word of God into your spirit. Mark 4:24, Jesus said, "Be careful what you are hearing." Make sure what you're taking into your spirit, what you're sowing as seed into your heart, is the word of God. Joshua 1:8, the Lord said to Joshua, "Don't let the word," or in case it said the law, "depart from your mouth." Don't let the word of the law depart from your mouth. Or we would say, don't let the word of God depart from your mouth. Don't say anything that's contrary to the word of God. So you take into your spirit or your heart the word of God through your ear gate, your eye gate, and through your own words, the spoken words from your own mouth. That's how you plant the word of God into your spirit. So if you're in planting season, make sure it's coming in through your ears, coming in through your eyes, and being spoken out of your own mouth. And that's how you plant the word of God into your heart and spirit. Then the third season that you'll encounter as you're trying to work toward a harvest is the growing season. And this is a critical season where the work that has been done of plowing and planting must be vigilantly guarded and then encouraged through the watering of the seed with more and more and more water of the Word of God. Cultivation has to continue as well. You've got to keep the bugs and the weeds at bay. You have to protect what you have planted. And you must do so by keeping everything off of your seeds that is contrary to the word of God that you're planting. Proverbs 5:23 says, "Keep your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flows the springs of life." It's vital that you are very vigilant during the growing season, and you don't lose heart. Remember Galatians 6:9, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we don't lose heart. Or another translation says, if we don't faint. Many people get weary waiting for the harvest to come in, and they give up, and they become frustrated and said, this isn't working, and they storm off right before the harvest is about to start coming up. Don't become weary in well-doing. Don't become weary guarding the planting of the Word of God in your life. Keep watering it and watering it and watering it with more of the Word of God. And then lastly, we'll come to that long-awaited season called harvest time. God has promised it. It will surely come. Due season does come. Expect it, anticipate it, and be patient enough to wait for it. Hebrews 10, verse 23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And as you are waiting for that promised harvest season, let this scripture encourage you. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope. And your confession is, God said harvest is coming, and in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart, and I'm going to have my harvest. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for God is faithful who made the promise. Due season, harvest time is coming your way. Be patient, expect it. God is faithful. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.